snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right,
thanks for tuning in for another week. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, broadcasting sounds from a long, long way away in Australia and very much locally as well here. This is broadcast from Vancouver, but you can be picking up this show anywhere online at citr.ca streaming live, or there's a blog with podcasts, ausstrandedradio.com. Plenty of great interviews there, and we have another one coming up today. We're starting off the year as well as we can, and this is an extra special day. We have someone I didn't know existed until about 2 weeks ago, and her name is Christina Lau. She's actually UK-based, but she has connections to Australia. So, you know, I mean, I guess that's the only golden rule. Like, I'll have anyone on here. Well, actually, I will have anyone who's interesting, but it helps if they're an Australian. If there's some sort of connection, you know, and Christina does have a connection, and that's great. So she is has guitar in hand, and she'll be playing some tunes for us and chatting. And she's brought along a couple of friends too. She's made in the last couple of weeks since she's been in Vancouver. And actually, if you are listening locally, Christina is part of the lineup for our very next Stranded Sunday sessions at the Railway Club side room this Sunday on the 11th. She'll be performing, so keep listening in for the next hour to get a sense of what her music's like. Let's start out with some great Canadian music, because an old friend and everyone's favorite anarchist cowboy has been back in town. Joey Only had a big homecoming show last night at the Wise Hall in Vancouver. He is an inspiring guy. I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks. Firstly, the first track from his older album, Joey Only Outlaw Band, self-titled. And then a couple of tracks from Transgression Trail. Joey, of course, is the real deal. This is, you know, real outlaw country guy. He's got very good politics. He's worked hard as an activist and in the downtown east side as a mental health worker for many years. And he makes great country music. And he's played hundreds and hundreds of shows across the country. We've played him on the show before, and I really want to interview him, but the timing wasn't great this time because he sort of popped up out of nowhere with this last-minute show, and I already had guests booked. So, Joey, if you're listening, I do want to chat with you. I think it'd be a fantastic interview. But let's remind people of Joey's work. Let's play the first track from the Joey Only Outlaw Band CD, some fighting advice. You're listening to Stranded.
Be polite if you are drinking beer tonight. Be polite if you are drinking beer tonight. If you're drinking beer tonight, you're better off to be polite, or else you might wind up in a fight. Always sit with your back up to the wall. Always sit with your back up to the wall. Your back must be up to the wall, your face is facing to the door, especially if that ballroom is full. If you're scrapping in a regular, better run. If you're scrapping in a regular, better run. Buddies might be drunk on rum, the bartender might pack a gun. Who knows how fast the cops will come? If you wake up in a dang drunk tank, if you wake up in a dang drunk tank, see if they have laid a charge, exactly what the hell they are. Have your best friend get you in his car. Thank you. another friend. If you scrap your brother or another friend, eventually that fight will end and y'all become good friends again. So suck it up and shake your brother's hand. If you ever fall into a barroom brawl, if you ever fall into a barroom brawl, start throwing tables and footballs, smash those bastards through the walls. Remember that you cannot win them all. You're really best to never fight at all. There's a murder in the urban morning. All the ghetto birds are squawking and are cawing. It's before the sun has even risen. Behind all the rain that is falling, homeless junkies are hanging in my alleys. They're trading drugs and the birds are watching. It's raining on a Main and Hastings zone. Even little Corvid can get stoned. The murder is assembling in the downtown. In the trees and wires, they are making sounds. And the ghetto birds are looking for to scavenge the street cracks for hot dogs, rock and powder, and some down. They commute each day in from Lake Burnaby, and they steal from all the people who downtown. And they'll return before the sun goes down with the goodies that they have scored and they have found. The murder is assembled in the downtown. In the trees and wires, they are making sound. And the ghetto birds are looking for to scavenge the street cracks for hot dogs, rock and powder, and some dance. We'll be right back. There's a murder assembling in the morning, and the ghetto birds are squawking and are cawing. It's before the sun has even risen. Beyond all the rain that is falling, drinking in a cargo van. Got no insurance and we got no plan. The seats are illegal in this white piss can. Some say we play country, but we're a punk band. Honk tonk killer ride to the East Coast. 10 shows to play with more on sore throat. Pickens on the banjo, Lando's on the bass. Justin wants to play the past staircase. The boys are from Kingston back close to home. They used to play metal, but we're growing old. Came Joey only with a telly in my hand. I want to tour the East, so would you be my band? Fuzzy on the drums gave a pedal a kick. As old Uncle Al played a fiddle and lick. The van's gonna drive 3,000 flicks. And if it make a deck, I back, we'll see some nice French chicks. Honky tonk, hell ride to the East Coast. 10 shows to play with Maras sore throat. Vickens on the banjo, Lando's on the bass. Justin wants to play the past staircase. You should have seen the show in Charlottetown. Kids are spitting on each other and pouring beer down. You should have seen the show at Bar La Trash. When Lena played bass, a girl undone his pants. True story. Honky tonk, hell ride to the East Coast. 10 shows to play with Laura's sore throat. Vickens on the banjo, Lando's on the bass. Justin wants to play the past beer case. Driving all night looking pale as ghosts. Until we see the Lake Ontario coast. I got one show to play, now I can't stay sober. I need the hair of the dog for my poor hangover. Honky tonk, hell ride to the East Coast. 10 shows to play with Laura's sore throat. Vickens on the banjo, Lando's on the bass. Justin wants to play the past beer case. Honky tonk, hell ride to the East Coast. 10 shows to play with Laura's sore throat. Vickens on the banjo, Lando's on the bass. Justin wants to play the past beer case.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. It's another year, 2015. And I'm going to do my very best to interview as many fantastic people as possible this year as last year. You can catch all the old interviews archived on the blog ostrandedradio.com. And I do really want to chat to Joey Only, who you just heard. He was just in town for his homecoming show, but I already had guests booked. So, Joey, I think we'll have to do a phone interview sometime. That's Joey Only. And I played for you two tracks from the Transgression Trail record, The Ghetto Birds, about Joey's experience working in the downtown east side, and then Heligolian Hellride, track 10. And we also heard the first track from his older record, the Joey Only Outlaw Band, some fighting advice. And yeah, as I said, Joey is an incredibly inspiring guy, and I actually, he was the very first guy to show me a few guitar chords very late at night. I was working with him in one of the social housing units. And Joey, I've been at it ever since, so thank you. Now, we'll be right back with today's very special guest, Christina Lau. She is UK-based, and I didn't know she existed until a couple of weeks ago, and it's really cool to have her here. So we'll be right back. And she's brought a friend as well. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So you are listening to Stranded. And if you are a regular listener, you'll know that we have some people come down and chat. And if we're lucky, play some tunes too on an acoustic instrument or two. And today we have Christina Lau. Hello, Christina.
Hi, Matt.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And joining Christina as a sideman guitarist today is Beaver. Hello.
Hello, Matt. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's great to make your acquaintance. Someone who
you
is,
as well.
Is a part of the Vancouver music community already in an established group, the John Pippus Band.
That's yes, correct? That's correct.
Yeah. I know of John, and I've played some of his music on the show, and I think he does a lot of stuff, like with the Trees Cafe, right?
Yeah, he does. We're going to be there tonight, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. So for the next half hour or however long our guests are here, you can find out what you can hear tonight, literally, in a couple of hours. So,
yeah.
So Christina, so let's just fill in the gaps for listeners. So we here at the show are doing a regular show now at the Railway Club on the second Sunday of every month in the side room for acoustic performers. And last month we had the show and Christina was in the audience.
I stalked you.
Well, it's a great thing to, it's a world first for me. That's great.
I deliriously stalked him. I was very, very jet lagged. I just got off a plane. I thought, why not? Let's do some stalking.
Oh.
In a non-creepy way, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't condone creepy.
In a community building, supporting musical way, you know.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you're a wonderful presence there. It's a lovely little side room and an intimate space. And it was great because we were chatting and Christina was saying, well, I'm leaving town on the 12th. And I'm like, well, our next show was on the 11th. So it seemed like ideal timing. So
serendipity.
Yeah. So on the spot, I was like, yeah. I mean, I hadn't even heard your music, but you know, it's great. So there was no risk.
He's
there.
Taking a big risk here.
So Christina. I sort of put it to performers if you want to get straight into a song, so people know who you are musically, and then we can chat a bit more about your background.
Yeah, fab. Let's do it.
Yeah, so this is Christina Lau. She is UK-based, and she is here in Vancouver for a couple of weeks. And let's take it away. And we're joined by Beaver on guitar.
So this is a song called Mice. It all you just had to wish, then you had to work and then you had to study and then you had to choose which way was the right way. Is there something flawed with this? Cause I don't understand which days are the weekdays and weekends and why we learn in tiny rooms. We graduate to offices shaped like little boxes, cubicles. We fell in twos and threes and fours. Makes us dark around the eyes. What for? What for? And I'm not there now. Much as I wish that I could be, there's so many ways to be substantial and they're right. But somehow we found the truth behind the trees in those quiet melodies. As the band stands knocking out the reason, singing through the rhythms of the night. Well, the people, they become the dreamers, citizens and leaders for a night. And the state to which I go is enough to make me hang my head in shame. Cause we know that tomorrow we are mice again. best that you could. You followed the rules, you saved your money, you bought a house, you got a wife, and isn't it funny that when I look at you, all I want to do is ask if you're happy and not hear a lie. Cause we've lied for so long that our honesty feels wrong. And I remember you then, I remember you when we talked about all of our dreams, what you wanted to be, and how you have achieved them, you have achieved. But now the moonlight looks just like a strobe light. Nature feels like nurture, manufactured futures and masquerading scars. Wars that we have fought for who we were, not who we are, who we are. And the state to which I got is enough to make me hang my head in shame. Cause we know that tomorrow we are mice. Now it feels like we're talking about the same lies, talking about the same lies, same lies, same lies. Like talking about the same lies, talking about the same lies, same lies, same lies. And we know that tomorrow we are mice again. We know that tomorrow we are mice again.
Thank you. It's always the, I think the best way to kick off a show here is a wonderful acoustic song. And that's Christina Lau. She's our special guest for the next little while on the show today, backed up by Beaver Thomas on guitar. And Christina is a very open, friendly person, and she's been here only a couple of weeks and has met a lot of people. That's really cool.
I don't know if you call me friendly. I think I'm a little bit aggressive with my, hello, be my friend. You're good. Come with me. I basically stole Beaver, made him come here.
Well, that song, you really crammed a lot in there lyrically. There's a which I like.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm a bit nerdy and wordy, really.
The song was called Mice.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about what it's about?
Yeah, basically, it's about not wanting to work in an office.
Oh.
Because I have. As many people have, and it's, you know, it's got its credits, but it's not for me, and I didn't really want to be part of that rat race anymore, so I decided to cram a whole lot of words into a few chords instead for a living.
Well, it's very effective. I completely relate to that myself.
I know.
Struggled with office. A lot of us have, you know, these artificial creations. Well, you've picked a really interesting path. And actually, I had a look at your there's a really cool thing on YouTube, if anyone's interested, Christina Lau. There's an artist profile on there. And that's from when you were living in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I haven't seen things like that before. Like a good, it makes sense so that people can really get a sense of who this person is really quickly.
Yeah. Well, the Tiberius Productions were and still are some of my biggest supporters. And I met them. I did a conference in Asia. They have an annual conference called Music Matters. And I met them. I was playing there. And I had some great support in Hong Kong. I still do. I absolutely love my hometown. And I met them, and they said, we'd really like to do this this profile on you. And it was great.
Okay.
It's fab. How narcissistic can you be? I mean,
well, I mean, it's effective.
Yeah. I liked it, but I'm me, and I'm biased.
So you're definitely a globetrotter. So
yeah.
Hong Kong was where you were born and mm-hmm. raised?
Yeah. I don't know about raised. I spent the first 10 years of my life there.
Yeah.
We lived in New Zealand for a while. I lived in Australia for a while.
Mm.
I had a voice coach iron out those kinks in my accent. which every now and then come back when I say things like butter. And now I have to say butter because it's more proper to do that. I'm not knocking your accent, it's fab. But so I lived all over the place and got the travel bug. And I'm falling in love very, very quickly with Vancouver
yeah.
and its contents.
But you do come here because your parents live here.
Yeah, hi, Mum and Dad. I think they're listening.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Oh, they got to see me play live for the first time in their lives the other day because, you know, I've been away from them for so long. So they finally got to come and see
wow,
shows.
Wow, that's huge.
It like, was epic.
Because this is your life, has been for a long time.
And
wow.
They've heard it from, you know, online and stuff like that. But they actually got to come and watch for the first time. And Beaver had the pleasure of meeting my lovely mum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
Juicing hero.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been making me juices every day. I'm so much healthier in this country than I am in London.
Well, yeah, I mean, Vancouver has a lot to offer. Sushi, juice, those kind of things.
Well, two things that Vancouver can offer me. Yeah. Sushi and juice. That'll do. I don't need a lot of convincing.
And good radio.
And good radio.
So then, Hong Kong, so when did you actually leave there and go to the UK to base yourself?
Well, I actually moved back to Hong Kong at some point in my life and started a degree in music because my first degree is in international business.
Yeah.
Another reason that I wrote that song, because I don't want to be in business. Obviously, everything's a business, but yeah. Mm. So when I was in Hong Kong, I did some musical theatre with the Hong Kong Youth Arts Foundation, and I got the theatre bug, and then lots of bugs. I feel like I'm ridden with bugs. But I then went to the London School of Musical Theatre. I was the first person in Hong Kong, from Hong Kong, to get in. Mm. So I had to go. I kind of felt obliged after that, and I'm glad I did. It was the best training I could have ever hoped for.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Set you on your current course.
Yeah, yeah, it did indeed, and that's why I'm here now, you know.
Yeah.
I fell in love with all things musical, film, television, theatre. Yeah.
Well, this is very exciting to chat with you and to get to know you better, because you are going to be sharing the stage with me next Sunday at our next Stranded Sunday sessions.
Yeah, I tried to poach Beaver for it as well, but they've got a gig.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, how about we get into another song then?
Yeah, okay, so I'm a really big country fan.
Yeah.
And I don't know country like people who really love country here know country. I'm at the beginning stages of loving my country. But this is a song that a friend of mine, John Marr, introduced me to, and Beaver knows it, so we're just going to go ahead and do it. It's called Angel from Montgomery.
Okay. We'll be right back after this
really
quick grab, and then we'll,
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, take it away, Christina Lau and Beaver.
Of an old rodeo.
just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen.
All right, another live track here today from our special guest, Christina Lau. She is a UK-based singer-songwriter who is visiting family here in Vancouver and has hit the ground running, meeting lots of musical people like Beaver here.
Yeah.
Who's just performed.
What an amazing guitarist. Can I just say, yeah. all of the guitar that's happening right now, because you guys can't see us, it's not me.
Well, that's
I'm playing the little bit of like little bitty bits, and Beaver's doing all of the technical stuff.
And so that was a beautiful country tinge song. Mm-hmm. What was it called again?
It was Angel from Montgomery.
Angel and...
By John Prine.
Oh, okay. John Prine,
yeah. He did a duet with Bonnie Raitt. Beautiful.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank Beaver.
Thank you.
I'm just hanging out here.
Thank you. I'm just glad to be here too.
And how long have you been a part of the musical world of the city?
I actually grew up in Vancouver, and I've been playing guitar since I was three, so
whoa.
I've always been playing guitar all my life, I guess. But I just moved back from San Antonio, Texas, about 5 months ago, and met up with John Pippis and my good friend Peggy Wilson, and they were already a band, and they needed a fourth member guitar player, so kind of worked out timing-wise, and John's son Jake Pippis plays drums. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, it's a great unit.
They're a great band. Mm. I really enjoyed watching them play.
And it sounds like you brought the country back from Texas to infuse into Christina's world.
We're both kind of country nerds a little bit. We're talking about Garth Brooks earlier. My crush on Garth Brooks.
Well, it's been great timing, given that we played Joey only at the start of the show. It's
sweet.
Kind of against serendipitous. He's a brilliant BC country artist. Thank you for that song. And so, Christina, what can you tell us about your experience in Australia and New Zealand? Have you lived in both countries?
Well, I was quite young. I can tell you my young experience there. Beautiful scenery, beautiful countryside. New Zealand was difficult for me coming from Hong Kong. I didn't realize that you could walk on the grass. It was almost that I was that fresh off the concrete boat. But you know, New Zealand was amazing for sports and outdoor activities. And in Melbourne, you know, I was a teenager just behaving badly, really. And there were plenty of opportunities to do that in Melbourne, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's a great musical city as well, Melbourne.
Yeah, and the best coffee in the world. I'm sorry that I'm biased, but it's fantastic coffee in Melbourne. And people don't think it, you know, because they think coffee, Italy, Europe, whatever, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what people say, the inner city cafes there.
Oh.
And just the sheer capital of, like, music that comes out of that city, too,
mm-hmm.
per
Missy
population.
Missy Higgins.
Is she from there?
I think she's from Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
I think. Don't quote me, though, because we're on radio.
Probably, yeah.
But she was amazing. You know, Delta Goodrum, Australian, big Australian artist.
Yeah.
But yeah, some great musicians, and I managed to go to some open mic nights, you know, before I left, and I've been back since and checked out a bit of the music, and you know, they're fantastic musicians over there.
Yeah,
everywhere in the world, I guess.
Yeah, and it's so, you know, and this show here, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, I shine the light as best I can on music from Australia, and it gets harder and harder the longer I'm away, to be honest, because I know a lot of the older stuff, but I have to really source it online, any new stuff. So
everything's online. We're going to be robots in about 5 years, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're not even going to have normal bodies.
Well,
everything's going to be on, you know, the computer system, interweb.
But hence, I think the importance of doing what we're going to be doing on Sunday, which is getting together a bunch of people in a small room to play music. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that will never die, that need. And, so it's great that you'll be playing.
Yeah.
Also, Lee Barley is the other performer. So I myself, I'm a budding songwriter. I've just been starting to play the last year, and I'll start the show at about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina Lau and Lee Barley, who was our guest last week on the show, and she is fantastic, full, like really positive, great energy. So
I can't wait.
I can't wait to see you guys meet and chat. I'm really curious too. Between Hong Kong and the UK, where have you actually spent the most time performing?
Well, that's an easy answer actually, because I haven't been playing guitar for very long, and I gave myself a New Year's resolution last year to play a show a week or a performance a week for a year. And I'm up to number 49 now. So because I was very scared of playing on my own. I was terrified of playing, you know, guitar, and I was brought up as a singer and a songwriter, a lyricist more. I think the London's been really good to me. There are some great open mic nights, places like Sessions 58 and the Jazz Cafe, and there's some amazing places to play in the Troubadour. There's one in the US, I know, but the one I'm talking about is the one in London.
The Troubadour in LA?
There's the Troubadour in LA. I haven't played at that one yet. Probably most of my my songwriting has come out since I've been in London. I started in Hong Kong and then quickly moved over.
Okay, because I know in that little that thing on YouTube of the half-hour artist profile, you'd just released an EP, and that was 2011.
Yeah, and I only made 100 copies.
Really?
So they're not available.
Wow.
I wanted to be all precious about it.
Yeah.
Or that, or I couldn't be. I didn't know how to figure out how to put it on iTunes.
Oh.
But you'll never know which one's the right answer.
Well, all the more reason to see Katrina in the flesh.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you can next Sunday, which is in a couple of days away.
Yeah.
In the Railway
Club.
Before
I leave.
Yeah.
I leave the next day, so, you know, come and party.
Enjoy. Yeah. So roughly from 9 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We still got some time here for another song or two.
Yeah.
If you guys are up for it.
Love to.
And Christina Lau, of course, her music can be found, or her website is christinalau.com.
Yeah, it's Christina with a K.
With a K, of course, yeah.
Not the CH kind of girl.
That's right.
and Lau's L-A-O.
Yep.
Because there's an L-A-U. And I think there is another Christina Lau on Twitter as well. But I'm sure you'll figure out which one's me. right. This is a song called Trouble on the Dark Side. If you can walk and I can stand, we can make a great couple, cause I appreciate a man who likes to walk on the dark side. If you can hear and I can see, we can make a great couple. If I'm lost and lonely, you'll hear it. There's trouble, trouble, trouble on the dark side. 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 If you can love me as I am, I will be your sleep on Sunday. Make you feel like Peter Pan, I will be your Wendy one day. I will fear and I will fall, I will make a landslide. Better be prepared for what's here on the dark side. Trouble, trouble, trouble 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 on the dark side. Colors, you don't have to stand by me. I don't need a bodyguard. But if I begin to fade, blazing in a trail of rainbows, you could be my Milky Way. We could make the world a trouble, trouble, trouble on the dark side. 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 Cause I can hear those little words that are spoken under your breath. Say it once and you'll be heard. Show me twice and I'll be yours. And there'll be no trouble, trouble, trouble on the dark side. Trouble, trouble, trouble on the dark side. Trouble, trouble, trouble on the dark side. Trouble, trouble,
Travel on the dark side. No, 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 no. Travel on the dark side. No, 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 no. Travel on the dark side. No, 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 no. Travel on the dark side. No, 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 no. Travel on the dark side.
Thank you, Christina Lau, for another live track.
My pleasure.
We will be right back after this message.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Okay, you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and on Twitter at ausstranded. And Christina Lau, our special guest, her website is christinalau.com. And she is a Hong Kong-born and bred singer-songwriter, graduate of the London School of Musical Theatre. She's based there, more or less there now.
Well, for now.
For now.
I'm very quickly getting convinced not to live there anymore. You know, Vancouver, you guys are pretty epic here.
And Christina has family here, so that's why she was here, visiting over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like, I mean, you probably find, you know, it seems like a much sleepier place than in London, and there must be live music everywhere.
Yeah.
But I've been impressed with how much you've found on your own steam here.
I'm pretty tenacious.
Yeah.
I'm pretty dedicated at finding and stalking people in a happy way. But yeah, no, I've been really impressed. You know, all the musicians that I've met, like, you know, Beaver said, the John Pippa's band, meeting you the second day I was here.
Yeah.
And just the amount of people who've given me great opportunities and great contacts and people do it because they love it. And sometimes, I'm not saying everyone in London, because I know some wonderful people in London who do it because they love it as well. But it can be pretty depressing if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Trying to get out there and like Beaver says, hustle, you know. And I'm getting tired of hustling.
Yeah.
I want to do it because I love it. And
yeah.
There's a good amount of hustle that's involved, but I'd like a bit of a balance, really.
Yeah, Vancouver has a lot to offer in that way, I think.
I think yeah. So. Good skiing. I went to Whistler. That yeah. was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons to be here. And yeah. The water's so much nicer here.
Yeah, right.
Like, in London, it's all lime scaly and
oh.
hard, you know, it's hard water, where it's soft water here. And so my hair is really happy with me right now.
Okay.
It's the
devil's in the details.
I won't say anything about hair.
Why?
No, it's all good.
Your hair's lovely too. He's got better hair than me.
I like hair.
So Beaver, so you play with the John Pippus band, Ed. So John Pippus runs this place called Trees Cafe, and he has he has a Thursday night there and a Friday night, obviously.
The Thursday night, I don't think it's him. I think the Thursday night is the open mic. So open if you want to check out a good open mic, I love that place. That's a really nice coffee house and great cheesecake, obviously. Okay. But yeah, really good Friday night features. And I got in touch with him to try and get a slot. And happily, somebody cancelled tonight. So we're heading straight out there.
Yeah, that's tonight, if you're listening live, Trees Cafe, which is on Granville Street, yeah.
And Pender, right? It's near Granville and Pender.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to head down because I've never been there. I walk past it all the time and kind of look in and it's like, yeah, now's the time. So what time would you say?
We're on at 9. I think we've got the 9:15 slot, but it starts at 8. Does it start at 8?
It's, I think, 8.
8 or 8:30. Okay. Get there. If you're early, get cheesecake.
Okay.
Tea and cheesecake. Can't go wrong.
Well, Christina Lau, I think, I mean, I say the more the merrier. Another track would be great if you wanted to.
Sure. Well, I'm really honoured that you guys are letting me play these tracks. They're not technically released yet, so you guys have got a sneak preview.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a song called Somehow. It's been a long time since I spoke my mind in front of a person who'd gotten used to what I'm like. It's been a wrong turn here, roadworks there, traffic cones along the side. The cars, they go so fast, and I see the smoke and tracks. I wanna go, oh, I wanna follow, but somehow you will find a way to climb the height of the Empire State, to keep the promises you made. Say you'll try, somehow you will find a way through all the mistakes. I got a feeling that this day gonna be just fine. Been a lot of fights and who's to blame. It's not the point, it keeps us sane to have a reason for what we believe in. Then the yelling starts and the doors slam. Keys turn and I am gone. You're wondering what went wrong. The cars, they go so fast, and I see the smoke and tracks. I wanna go, oh, I wanna follow, but somehow you will find a way to climb the height of the State, to keep the promises you made. Say you'll try, somehow you will find a way through all the mistakes. I got a feeling that this day is gonna be just fine. Somehow you will find a way to climb the height of the Empire State, to keep the promises you made. Say you'll try, somehow got a feeling that this day is gonna be just fine.
Another brand new composition.
Yeah, that Beaver has actually never heard me play before, so, you know, snaps for him. Do you guys say that? Snaps?
Snaps for Beaver.
Is that a UK? Is that a UK?
I don't know. I watched Legally Blonde a long time ago, and I did like snaps for somebody, and it stuck with me forever. but hopefully I'll be doing some new music. I might try and poach Beaver to do some work with me. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You might have to get involved.
Oh, I'd love to.
And sure. travel around. Travel to. I said I wanted to go to Nashville. I want to go all over the place because. I want to travel.
Yeah. What were you, Beaver? In you were in San Antonio, or like?
I was living in San Antonio for 10 years. And
oh, whoa!
Had the pleasure of playing all around Texas, Houston,
I know,
Houston,
right?
Dallas, Austin, and being a blues fan, Stevie Ray, being from Austin, well, Dallas, I had the pleasure of just, you know, rubbing shoulders with a lot of the who's who in San Antonio.
Whoa!
It's been a good ride, and it's been awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm glad we're to be so home. Jealous of you right now, aren't we? We're just sitting here with like green eyes, envy.
Oh, yeah, like you would have walked this, like the places that Townes Van Zandt might have actually played in, like the same sort of. You never know.
Yeah, the many places they've all been in.
Wow.
Got to a friend of mine. got to hang out at his house, and he was related to Johnny Cash, so it's kind of cool because everyone sat on that couch and. You know, a lot of country stars were partying at this house. So
yeah.
It's kind of cool, the history. Yeah.
I'm literally drooling right now.
Yeah. And, like, did you get a chance to do recording, too, while you're there?
I've done some smaller stuff.
Yeah.
Just friends' home studios and things. So
yeah.
Nothing on a bigger down there, but
yeah.
There's just so much music everywhere. So
yeah.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah. It sure does. And people can catch you
with John Pippus. Yeah, we play every Wednesday from 8:30 till 12 at Cafe Roma on Commercial, and we usually have a special guest, which was Christina, was this last Wednesday.
And I felt very special. I did.
Yeah,
they made me feel very special.
It's a great place to grow as a band and get the originals out there. So I'm happy for that.
Mm. Yeah, he seems like a kind of supportive kind of guy, that
he's
John
fab.
Pippus, you know.
Oh, he's an amazing songwriter. He's got like hundreds of songs. Just we can keep going with all originals, and we love it. It's I'm just amazed at how he keeps bringing new ones out every week we get together. It's like he has new ones. So.
Wow. You got to get them in here.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's so many people, and he's been at the back of my mind, you know, because the name, you do slowly, you know, see the name come up every now and then. And I've played his music here on the show. So, that will happen. Actually, anyone, if you're listening right now, this is what we do here at the station. We support independent music. You can get in touch with me at ozstrandedradio.com. That's the blog. Just send me an email if you'd like me to air your music, or if you're up to doing what Christina's done today, and you can come in and perform.
I forgot to say too, on johnpippus.com, there's a video of us if people want to check us out live.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two more on the way, so they're just in the process of being mixed. But if people want to know what we're about and how to figure us out, johnpippus.com.
Okay.
So, cool.
So you are listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We have just another ad right now, and we'll be back with our special guest, Christina Lau.
This Jan-cember, keep yourself warm with our double deluxe issue of Discorder. Get yourself caught under the mistletoe with our special cover article on Rec Center. Ring in the new year with features on Vancouver art spaces and the heroes of Shindig.
Remember to solemnly celebrate January solstice in a traditional way with articles on Candela Farm and Witch of the Waste.
So please check out the Jan-cember issue of Discorder, and we'll see you again in February.
Lorem ipsum, lorem ipsum.
And special thanks go out to our advertisers of this issue: LiveVan.com, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw, The Fox Cabaret, AMS Events, Audio Pile, Light Organ Records, Extra Living, Sad Mag, Flemish Eye, and the Presentation House Theater.
So if you're just tuning in, this is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We had special guest Christina Lau has been here for the last half hour or so. She's played a handful of songs, all unreleased, and you can find her website online, christinalau.com. That's with a K, L-A-O. And she was our guest this week because she is playing on Sunday night at the Railway Club on the North Stage side room as part of the Stranded Sunday Sessions series.
Yep.
This Sunday from 9 o'clock, myself, Emma Lund, will be starting, and then Lee Barley, last week's special guest, will be performing, and Christina Lau as well, before she hops on a plane to go back to the UK hours later. So
it's rock and roll.
It's pretty neat. And she's been joined here by a new friend, Beaver, a guitarist extraordinaire.
Beaver Thomas.
Of the John Pippa's band. So, guys, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Had a great time.
And we'll be right back with some brand new Australian music. I'm glad that you're listening this year. We're back for another whole year. And like I said, we'll be having lots of interviews, as Christina was today.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. goes. A bit of this, then that, then boom. And we're off in a puff of logic and disappointment. It shouldn't bother you to know you're on the same plane as the fish, the flower, and the asshole who clicks his fingers to call the waiter. Oh, you'll never get the
Hi, this is Jennifer Farney, founder of Discorder, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, some brand new Australian music there, three in a row. First up was Bored Nothings, Sydney-based artist, solo artist, really cool track there, Ice Cream Dreams. In the middle was another solo artist from Australia, Buddy Glass, and from a self-titled LP that came out last year. And Buddy Glass is he wrote most of these songs while studying at uni in France. That's interesting. And then the next artist there was more of a garagey rock sound there from a group called Scott Dracula, S-C-O-T-D-R-A-K-U-L-A, and they're from Melbourne. From their self-titled debut. So that's what we do here on the show, is try to find for you music you wouldn't otherwise hear just tuning into a radio in Canada. Yes, Australian music. So I'll dig deeper again next week, but it's time to get back into some Canadian music. And at least the start of the show had a bit of a country theme. So Christina Lau was our special guest. And I'm curious what you thought of her. She actually, she's on Twitter. Her Twitter is at @mychristinalau. And if you wanted to send her a message and tell her what you thought of her live set here on the show, I thought it was pretty neat. She's going to be playing at the Next Stranded Sunday Sessions that's put on by this show. If you're in Vancouver, Sunday night, the 11th, that is this coming Sunday, at the Railway Club in the side room, a perfect intimate space for lyric-driven acoustic music. And Christina Lau will be playing. And again, her Twitter is at @mychristinalau. And also playing will be Lee Barley and myself, M. Lund. Speaking of Lund, let's start, let's kick it off the Canadian section with another Lund, Corb Lund. Far more well-known, of course, Corb Lund. He has his new record called Counterfeit Blues. And let's play the title track from that.
Vodka, man, this isn't even wine. I'm smoking shredded cardboard, eating sawdust, baked with lime. This is not the truth you tell me, but some terrible evil joke. It sounds to me like the counterfeit blues got you by the throat. Well, there seems to be an awful lot of charlatans around here. Hustlers, cheats, and anglers, drifters, sharps, and mutineers. The factory and subterfuge and corporato cheap. Conspired to fast reducers to the stamping of our feet. The lords of mass product at quite a pace. It won't be long, them counterfeit blues will run the whole damn place. Good in and try to make your money overnight.
It looks to me like the counterfeit blues will be dogging you all of your life. Well, this worn out western hat I got no longer smells like horse. I can't afford to keep one around, and the rooster's gone, of course. I guess I've left it all behind me now, except for when I write the singing sister praises of the ones who knew that love. Years of rock and roll have extracted quite a feat. Maybe them old counterfeit blues have been creeping up on me.
Oh, 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 oh. Lovers on offended edge, you expect our heart is gonna grow now. Lovers on affected edge, you expect our heart.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Okay, so not long left of the show, this is Stranded. You heard three Canadian tracks there. Corp Lund with Counterfeit Blues, the title track from his latest record. You also heard there The Rural Alberta Advantage with the track On the Rocks. And then we also had a track from the Library Voices from Regina. So I'll be right back because I'm just about to play for you another one of the Resonating Reconciliations spots that was done by the NCRA last year to raise awareness of the reconciliation movement for First Nations of Canada. And I'll be right back with another brand new Australian song, actually, after this.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Kasla. My name is Gnarjeel Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
The following is from an interview between Patrice Mousseau and an elder named Old Hands at the Deconstructing Dinner event.
When the apology happened, I was sitting with a group of people, and there was a senator, I can't remember what his name was, he comes up to me and he says, "Do you think the Aboriginal community is going to buy the apology?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, why would you say that?" I told him, "Oh, let me put it to you like this. You stole my car. I know you stole my car. And you come back years later and you say, 'Old Hands, I'm sorry I stole your car. Here's $300. But you still have my car.'" And he looks at me and he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "If you're really sincere of what the apology is to the Indigenous people of Canada, you would take all those little children that never came home, that are buried out there in unmarked graves, you would dig them up and send them back to their families. Then we all know that you're serious. But until that time, no, you're just blowing wind." And he said, "Canada would never do that." And I said, "I know, because you condemn other countries that do it, right? The atrocities to the children and mass graves, and it wouldn't look good for you." And then he kind of just looked at me, didn't know what to say, and just walked off. And I go, "This is why it's never going to work, because it's just words. You know, actions speak louder than words."
You have just heard at Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
All right, so we're just about out of time. We have David Love Jones up next with African Rhythms. And I just discovered in my inbox here a new music submission from Australia. This is by this is a single from a gentleman named Travis Caudle. The song is called Out of My Head. This is available on iTunes as of now, and it was recorded by one of the producers who worked with the Saints, so I'm really happy about that. So here it is. The last track we're going to play today, it's called Out of My Head. The artist's name is Travis Caudle, and you've been listening to Stranded. This is an Australian gentleman. We'll be back next week with more Australian music and hopefully another special guest. Bye for now.
On the trick, I'm hoping that the world hasn't spoken, but I won't stop until I'm broken, 'cause I'm going out of my head. I'm going out of my head. Ain't got time for a preview. I couldn't possibly be free to. Hey, I can hardly see you, 'cause I'm going out.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all the clothing. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again.